Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran, and Moscow, Russia. Political leaders in Russia and Iran say that it is business as usual, even with the election of Donald Trump. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will join me in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, I want to find out from you at your vantage point there in the Washington, D.C. area, what your thoughts are about reactions from some world leaders across the world. Let's look at Russia, for example. I know that even in this time of election, Russia moved their battle group, their naval operation, into the Mediterranean, over to the port cities there on the coast of Syria. I mean, they're going ahead with business as usual, even though Trump is going to be the next president.
Well, and business as usual, let's make it very clear, has been Russian strength versus American weakness. Our government, until now, has not exhibited any leadership, any strength.
What about Iran? Their policy, they say, will not be swayed by a Trump presidency.
Yeah, well, the Iranians have got another thing coming to them. They don't know what's going to hit them on January 20th.
I know that campaigner Donald Trump talked about the fact that he was going to take what he said was the most ridiculous deal that has ever made in the history of the world, the Iranian nuclear deal. The Iranians say they have other options. If the nuclear deal should fall apart, if indeed Donald Trump tears it up and throws it away, what are some of those options?
I think when they say they have other options, Jimmy, I think they're looking at their nuclear development program itself, not necessarily military options. See, if the nuclear deal is off, the restraints on Iran are off, and that means that they can once again enrich uranium. I think that's what they're referring to. If they are to take that route, I would suspect that they're going to encounter a great deal of opposition from the new Trump administration.
Ken Timmerman, my broadcast partner from the Catbird seat in Washington, D.C., with reaction to the Trump victory from Russia and Iran. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Russia and Iran in partnership in the Middle East is a precursor to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel wrote some 2,500 years ago that Russia and Iran would play a major role in the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 2 mentions Magog, which is modern-day Russia, and Ezekiel 38, 5 mentions Persia, which is modern-day Iran. These two nations will form the alignment of nations who will try and wipe Israel off the face of the earth. That's Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83. The stage is set right now for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...